This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Rosemary on the web in Newtown, Virginia. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, how are you? My question is, in the book of Revelation, chapter 9, verse 6, after the fifth seal, there's 5 months where these locust creatures are tormenting people, and the people cannot die. My question is, can these people die, like if somebody shot them, or is it just because of the locusts? And then what happens to the other people that have believed? Can they die, the ones that are sealed?
Sure. Rosemary, what's really important when you get to apocalyptic language is that you learn to read apocalyptic language in the sense in which it's intended. Otherwise, you end up with all kinds of nonsense.
Okay.
This is a way of speaking, and it's very familiar to people who've read through the Old Testament. It's a familiar way of talking about how horrible judgment is going to be when apostate Israel is judged. This judgment is just going to be horrendous. And the way of talking about how horrible it is to say that death would be preferable to life in this kind of condition.
Right.
And again, you have this kind of language used by the prophet Jeremiah. I believe it's Jeremiah chapter 8. So it's familiar language. And here's what's so important when you get to the book of Revelation. Once you go down the path of trying to take apocalyptic judgment language and read literal meanings into it, you're going to end up like Tim LaHaye or Hal Lindsey with the blood of Christ's enemies rising to the height of 5 feet throughout the whole land of Israel. There isn't that much blood on the face of the earth. And, and of course, a lot of people realize the force of that, and they want to take this literally. So they say, well, hailstones are going to mix with the blood, and that's how you're going to get a 5-foot river of blood up to the horse's bridles. But, you know, this, again, is failing to recognize that this is a judgment metaphor. And by the way, interestingly enough, if you read first century extra-biblical literature, you'll find out it's a common judgment metaphor, such that when we say it's raining cats and dogs, that is just as common today as the judgment metaphor of the blood to the horse's bridles was in the first century.
Okay.
So again, the point is, this is going to be a horrible time of judgment when people will want death, but death will elude them. In other words, life is so dramatically painful and judgment so severe that the idea of death seems more palatable than continuing in this existence.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.